Orientation for freshman class has started. What message are you bringing to the new students as they come to campus for the first time?
Well, I've had a chance to meet with our orientation leaders, and I've had a chance to see the new students, the new freshmen, walk on campus. And I think the message all of us are trying to communicate is the excitement that we have for them joining us and the sense of optimism that we all have for the future of the institution. We're delighted that they're here. We believe that the educational experience that we provide here is transformative, and we certainly want them to prepare for what we believe will be a transformational experience for them.
What are you focusing on for yourself for the first year, since this is kind of your orientation year as well?
That's right. I'm learning about the people and the programs, and I probably still have to do a little more walking around campus so that I get acclimated. But the orientation is still the same. It's about meeting people. It's about meeting them where they are, understanding their responsibility, asking for help when you need it. I'm pretty good at asking for help.
Speaking of getting to know people, you've gotten to know a little bit more about Muncie and Delaware County since we talked on your first day. What do you think of the area, and what has surprised you about the area?
So I've been pleasantly surprised. You know, during the transition from January to May, I had the opportunity to come to campus and to come to the community from time to time. Also read and followed some of the local media. And frankly, my impression was perhaps colored by some of that information. But now that I've been here, not only is the campus even more beautiful than I had anticipated when I saw it in January, looks a little different in May and June, but also I believe that here on campus, in Muncie, in Delaware County, in this area, we have all of the necessary ingredients, all of the building blocks to continue to make this a not only a thriving community, but a growing community. You have a large and strong university. You have a large and strong hospital. You've got resources like the Greenways. So you have passionate people all across the community. We have some of the resources, some of the assets that other communities don't have that they would very much like. And so I look forward to seeing what role I can play and what role the university can play in that future.
Your first official Board of Trustees meeting was in June when they raised the tuition by 1.25%. We talked to Bernie Hannon, who's the Vice President of Business Affairs. We asked him about the Purdue and Indiana University tuition freezes, and he said that the goal was never zero, but what is the appropriate number for each year? You've held positions at other universities, so what do you think in general about the cost of college here?
Our objective is to strike the right balance in terms of ensuring access and opportunity, and one of the elements of access and opportunity is affordability. Higher education will not be accessible to people unless you continue to make it affordable. But we also need the resources to provide an exceptional opportunity, because an opportunity to get higher education without the resources for those students to be successful is really a hollow opportunity. So we need those additional resources to continue to invest in our fine faculty and staff, to have the facilities that our students need. So we think the smallest tuition increase in more than 40 years at Ball State give us those additional resources to ensure that we can provide that excellent educational experience and to ensure the success of all of our students.
You had a very surprise impromptu meeting with Vice President Mike Pence. Did he give you any good advice about Indiana?
It was obviously an exciting and unexpected development, one that I hadn't fully prepared for. I did do a lot of listening. The Vice President, as you know, when he was in Congress, represented this area, so he's very familiar with Ball State. He's a big fan of Ball State, I think I can say that. He reiterated what I've heard from so many people about the impact that the institution has on our students and our community. And therefore, he communicated the responsibility that I have to continue that proud, impactful legacy. And he was warm and gracious in our conversation.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.